I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today, my brothers and sisters, I have come to address you as disciples. True discipleship requires a stripping of self and a surrender to God's will. My disciples fall by the wayside when they place too much value on human respect. This is a false god. Human respect does not follow you into eternity. Seek to appeal to me. The true disciple of holy and divine love becomes the message. As he personifies the message, he is not afraid to carry it into the world around him. He has surrendered his reputation to me in place of a greater good, personal holiness. The true disciple does not allow Satan to choke out the truth of these messages in search of approval. If my apostles had waited for the Pharisees to approve of their ministry, there would have been no Christianity. Today, my disciples, recognize the urgency of these times, times that hold life itself in the balance. They are not afraid to stand out as my own in the midst of secular humanism. They recognize the truth and defend it. My brothers and sisters, in your love for me, love also these messages of holy and divine love, so much so that you do not allow the regard for human respect to cripple your discipleship. Be with me, the message to all people and all nations. Pay no attention to who believes or who disbelieves. Believe in me and my call to you. Do not pause to think how your efforts on behalf of the United Hearts will affect you, but give the messages as a gift to those around you. My mother's heart accompanies these messages. This alone should be your impetus towards evangelization. My brothers and sisters, I have expressed to you over and over the dire straits of humanity today. These messages of holy and divine love are given as a means of rescuing those in error and pulling them on to the path of righteousness and love. In the world, every rescue mission bears with it a sense of urgency. This rescue mission is no different, but even more urgent than any. We together must rescue souls from the path of perdition. What I am asking of you today, my disciples, is to understand that any reluctance on your part to spread these messages of holy and divine love is a temptation from Satan to suppress this mission. Take courage in the truth. Today, as always, I'm blessing you with my blessing of divine love.